Vedic version. Number 5, to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be an imagination. Number 6, to give some interpretations to the holy name of the Lord. Number 7, to commit the sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. Number 8, to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna as one of the auspicious ritualistic activity which are offered in the Vedas as fruitivity activity, Karmakanda. Number 9, to instruct the faithless person about the glories of the holy name. Number 10, to not have the complete faith in the chanting of the holy name and to maintain the material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. It is also an offense to be inattentive while chanting. Every devotee who claims to be a Vaishnava must guard against these offenses in order to achieve the desired success, Krishna Prema. Once again, I thank each and everyone for joining the Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Let us move to our next session, which is Srimad Bhagavatam class. Before that, may I know who all have joined the class this morning?
Hare Krishna Bhattaji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. This is Arvindaksh Das from Chicago. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Arvindaksh Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Radharani Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. This is Virita Gandharvika Devadasi from Texas. Hare Krishna, very beautiful background, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Thank you so much, Mataji, for joining and giving the association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to the assembled devotees. Yashamati from Chicago. Radha Shyam Sundarni Jai. Very nice background.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji, for joining. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Thank you so much, Mataji, for giving your very valuable association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Radha Devi Mataji. And a pranam to you and all the assembled devotees. Guru Maharaj Ki Jai, Prabhupada Ki Jai. This is Shivani from Mysore, Virginia.
Hare Krishna, Shivani Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Thank you so much, Mataji, for joining and giving your very valuable association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Radharani Mataji. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Mataji. My humble obeisances to you and all the devotees. This is Krishna Kumar Devadasi from Rani.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Kumari Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Thank you so much, Mataji, for joining and giving your very valuable association. Hare Krishna. Are there any other devotees who would like to introduce themselves?
Hare Krishna, Radharani Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and all the assembled devotees. This is Indulekha Karuna Devi Dasi from Lincoln.
Hare Krishna, Indulekha Karuna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Thank you so much, Mataji, for joining and giving your very valuable association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, shall we start recording?
Yeah, sure, Mataji. I welcome each and everyone once again for the Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Balaram Shaktidas Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam verse 5.17.1. Before handing the call to Prabhuji, I would like to hand over the call to Raj Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Raj Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. Please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Please take over the call to give the brief introduction about the speaker today. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. To you and all the assembled devotees, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. This is a brief introduction for Balaram Shakti Prabhu. Ram Shakti Prabhuji is a brahmachari devotee connected to ISKCON, Chapati. He completed his metallurgical engineering from NIT, Tiruchapalli in 2002. Therefore, Prabhuji joined Pennsylvania State University and graduated with a PhD in materials science in 2007. While at Pennsylvania State University, Prabhuji took up to Krishna consciousness as a member of Penn State Vedic Society. While at Penn State, he was mentored by His Grace Yugal Kishore Prabhuji. After he moved back to India, he chose to become a full-time monk at Radha Gopinath Mandir. In May 2010, after his Brahmachari training, he moved to Govardhan Eco Village and served full-time till December 2021. He is currently in Chennai, assisting his aged parents. He is an extremely erudite scholar of the Vaishnava scriptures, and he travels far and wide teaching these books. He is also currently engaged in teaching many of these books online also. Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. This is a brief introduction for our Prabhuji. Matri, up to you.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. Please accept our humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your very valuable time and association. I would like to hand over the call to you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you very much. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Vishesha Shunyavad Paschatya Deshatarini. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shadvaita Gadadara Shiva Sadhi Gaura Bhaktavad. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So thank you all very much for joining this session. And thank you also for giving me an opportunity to share something on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. So today we are starting a new chapter. The chapter is titled The Descent of River Ganga. So we are going to do the first verse today. So we'll read the verse translation and then the purport and see what we can learn from today's verse. Okay. So, first verse, it's a prose verse again. So I'll read the verse and then the translation. Shri Shuka Vacha Tatra Bhagavatah Sakshad Yajnalingasya Vishnor Vikramato Vama Pada Angushta Naka Nirbhinna Urdva Anda Kataha Vivarenantaha Pravishtaya Bahya Jaladhara Tacharana Pankaja Avanena Avane Pankaja Avanenaja Avanenajana Aruna Kinjalka Uparanjita Akila Jagad Aghamala Apahopa Sparshanamala Sakshad Bhagavat Paditi Bhagavat Padi Iti Anupalakshita Vacho Abhidiya Amanati Mahata Kalena Yuga Sahasra Upalakshanena Divo Murdani Avatatara Yattad Vishnu Padam Ahuhu. Long verse. I'll read the translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, My dear King, Lord Vishnu, the enjoyer of all sacrifices, appeared as Vamanadev in the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj. Then he extended his left foot to the end of the universe and pierced a hole in its covering with the nail of his big toe. Through the hole, the pure water of the causal ocean entered this universe as the Ganges River. Having washed the lotus feet of the Lord, which are covered with reddish powder, the water of the Ganges acquired a very beautiful pink color. Every living being can immediately purify his mind of material contamination by touching the transcendental water of the Ganges. Yet its waters remain ever pure because the Ganges directly touches the lotus feet of the Lord before descending within the universe. She is known as Vishnupadi. Later, she received other names like Jhanavi and Bhagirathi. After 1000 millenniums, the water of the Ganges descended on Dhruvaloka, the topmost planet in this universe. Therefore, all learned sages and scholars proclaim Dhruvaloka to be Vishnupad. situated on Lord Vishnu's lotus feet. So this chapter is titled Descent of Mother Ganga. So I should be speaking on this topic then. Let's see how it goes. I had a few topics in mind, but I got really confused and I was just debating which one to speak about. And I just put something together and prepared some khichdi. That's all. Let's see how it goes. So, purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, in this verse, Shukadeva Goswami describes the glories of the Ganges River. The water of the Ganges is called Patita Pavani, the deliverer of all sinful living beings. It is a proven fact that a person who regularly bathes in the Ganges is purified both externally and internally. Externally, his body becomes immune to all kinds of disease, and internally he gradually develops a devotional attitude towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Throughout India, many thousands of people live on the banks of the Ganges, and by regularly bathing in our waters, they are undoubtedly being purified both spiritually and materially. Many sages, including Shankaracharya, have composed prayers in praise of the Ganges, and the land of India itself has become glorious because of such rivers as Ganga, Ganges, Yamuna, Godavari, Kaveri, Krishna, and Narmada flow here. Anyone living on the land adjacent to these rivers is naturally advanced in spiritual consciousness. Srila Madhvacharya says, Varahe Vamapadam tu tadanyeshu dakshinam padam kalpeshu bhagavan ujjahara trivikramaha. Standing on his right foot and extending his left foot to the edge of the universe, Lord Vamana became known as Trivikrama, the incarnation who performed three heroic deeds. So this is the purport, and this chapter is titled Descent of Mother Ganga, and the first very verse speaks about the glories of Ganga, and Srila Prabhupada also glorifies in his purport about bathing in holy rivers, and especially Ganga in this purport. So today we will see on the theme of glories of living on the banks of holy rivers. Of course, I will few themes here and there we will touch. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajan, he says, Jedina Grihe Bhajana Deki Grihete Goloka Bhai Charana Sidhu Dekiya Ganga Sukana Sima Pai. So he says, every day Goloka Vrindavan appears in my home when I see Lord Hari being worshipped there. Jedina Grihe Bhajana Deki Grihete Goloka Bhai Charana Sidhu Dekiya Ganga Sukana Sima Pai. And my joy knows no bounds when I see the Ganges, a river of nectar emanating from the Lord's lotus feet. Charana Sidhu means nectar emanating from the lotus feet. Dekiya Ganga, Sukana Sima Pai. So, this is, anything that is Tadiyanam Samarchanam, anything that is connected to the Supreme Lord is worshipable. And this is very important. Actually, if we cannot worship something connected to Krishna, then we cannot worship Krishna properly. As Srila Raghunath Das Goswami in the very first verse of Manasiksha, he says, Gurau Goshte Goshtalayishu Sujane Bhusuragane Swamantre Shri Namni Vrajana Vayuvad Dvandva Sharane Sada Dambam Hitva Kuru Ratim Apurvam Atitaram Aye Swantar Bhratas Chatubir Abhiyache Dhritapada. He says, if you want to establish a relationship with Krishna, he says two things are important. First is to establish a relationship with anything connected to Krishna. Things, people, places connected to Krishna. And the second thing is to give up material upadis. Sada dambam hitva. Dambam means pride. And pride means we are proud of what we identify as and what we identify with, right? Who I am and what belongs to me. That's what we are generally proud of. So he says that sada dambam hitva. If you want to establish a relationship with Krishna, you should be willing to give up your old relationships. If you are too attached to old relationships, it becomes difficult to establish new relationships, especially if they are incompatible. If they are compatible, you can join them. But if they are incompatible, then you should give one up to take up the other. So he says, sada dambam hitva. One should be willing to give up one's old upadis and then establish new upadis. How to establish new upadis? He says, apurvam atitaram kuru. Ratim apurvam atitaram kuru. Apurvarati. One should establish an unprecedented affection, unprecedented love or attachment that you have never had towards anything of this material world. Unprecedented because our attachment to things on this world are on the platform of false ego. So I am this body and I am the enjoyer, right? With that mood, we have attachment to things of this world. So he says, apurvarati. Apurvarati means a kind of attachment which you have not had towards anything of this material world, which means the kind of rati which is on the platform of true ego. True ego means what? Which is on the with the understanding that Jivera Swarup Hoy Krishna and Nityadas. Naham vipro na chanarapati napi vaishyo na shudro. Naham varni na chagrahapati na vanasto yatirva. Kintu prodhyan nikila paramananda purnam ritabdir. Gopi bartur padakamalayor dasa dasa anudas. With that understanding, any attachment that we develop towards people, things, places is apurvarati. On the platform of true ego. And the second meaning of apurvarati is that it should be our attachment to things of this world are for Atmendriya Preeti, for the purpose of our own enjoyment. But the kind of attachment that Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is requesting us to develop towards things, places and people connected to Krishna should be on the platform of Krishnendriya Preeti, with a desire to please Krishna. Krishna's senses, right? So, therefore, he says, so what are those things, places and people? Gurau, the Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru. Goshte. Goshte means Vrindavan. Vrindavan includes Vrindavan, Govardhan, Yamuna, and everything. So, Gurau, Goshte, Goshtalayeshu, the Vrajavasis. Sujane, the Vaishnavas. Bhusuragane, the Brahmanas. Swamantre, the Gayatri Mantra that one receives from one spiritual master. Shri Namni, the holy name of the Lord. Vrajanavayuva Dvandva Sharane. And the process of surrendering to the youthful divine couple of Vrindavan. So these are, we have to try to establish a relationship with these eight things, right? Sada dambam So someone is telling slides are not moving because I am not moving the slides. I am just speaking what is coming to my mind. Yeah. So I have not put them on the slides. You know, I'm just sharing certain things which are just coming to my mind. So therefore, descent of Mother Ganga. Mother Ganga is Vishnupadi. She emanates directly from the lotus feet of Krishna. So anything related to Krishna, we have to develop this Apurvarati. And therefore, in this purport and in this verse, Ganga is glorified in her connection with Krishna. So anything that is connected to Krishna, we have to develop this Apurvarati. Right? So there is this famous verse from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is glorifying. Let's see. Yavailasachri tulasi vimrishra krishnangri renvabhyadikambunetri punati sheshan ubayatra lokan kastam naseveta marishyamanaha. So this is talking about Parikshit Maharaj, who has come to the banks of this river, which river we will see, to fast till death while practicing Krishna consciousness, while practicing bhakti. So he says, what is the potency of this place that he has chosen to meditate and perfect his life? He says, Kaha Marishyamanaha. Who is that person at the point of death? Tamna Seveta would not serve Ganga. Why? Why should one serve Ganga at the time of death? What is so special about Ganga? He says, just hold on for a minute. He says that this river, Ganga, yeah, Ambu Netri. Ambu means water, Netri means she carries. A river carries water. So Ganga also carries water. So what is so special about Ganga? He says, Abhyadika. Ganga is made excellent. She is excellent. She is no ordinary river. Why is she so excellent? Krishna Angri Renu. Ambunetri. Because she is not carrying ordinary water. She is carrying Charanamrita. She is carrying that water which holds the dust from the Supreme Lord's lotus feet. Krishnangri Renu Abhyadika Ambunetri. Ambunetri she carries. Right? And not only that, Lasat Shri Tulasi Vimishra. Not only the water contains the dust from the lotus feet of Krishna, but that is also mixed with the most auspicious Tulsi Devi also. So what is the end product? Punati Lokan. It has the capacity to purify the whole world. Sa Ishan, along with their leaders. Ubhayatra, inside and outside, above and below. So it has the capacity to purify the whole world along with its leaders, right? And this includes Lord Shiva's. Yat shaucha nishrita sarit pravarodakena tirtena murdhnyadikritena shiva shivobhut. Bhagavatam says. Yat shaucha Nisrita Sarit Pravarodakena Tirtena Murni Adikritena Shivaha Shivo Abhut. Lord Shiva is called Lord Shiva. Shiva means auspicious. So Lord Shiva is called Shiva because he bestows auspiciousness. Why does he bestow auspiciousness? Tirtena Murni Adikritena, because he is holding Mother Ganga on his head. Why is that so? Why is Ganga so auspicious? Because yat shaucha nisrita sarit pravara. It is the best river. Sarit Pravara, the best of the rivers, because she carries the foot wash of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Trivikrama. When he raised his left foot and pierced through the universal layers and put a hole through which she came, washed his feet, then came to this earth. So therefore, she is called as Sarit Pravara. And holding that Sarit Pravara, or the best of the rivers, on his head, Lord Shiva has become Shiva Shivo Abhut. Shiva became auspicious. And because of which he is able to show auspiciousness upon this whole world. So Prabhupada, in the purport of this verse, very interesting purport. And he quotes Srila Jiva Goswami to write something. So, Maharaj Parikshit, just after receiving the news of his death, within 7 days, at once retired from family life and shifted himself to the sacred bank of the Yamuna River. What? Here, the verse itself says, Ganga. Not directly, but she is the one who carries the dust from the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. But Prabhupada says Yamuna River. So, generally it is said that the king took shelter on the bank of the Ganges. But according to Srila Jiva Goswami, the king took shelter on the bank of the Yamuna. Because both Yamuna and Ganga flow near Delhi, you know, which was the near Delhi, which was the capital city of Parikshit Maharaj. So here he says, Srila Jiva Goswami's statements appears to be more accurate because of the geographical situation. Because of the geographical situation, this seems more accurate. He says, Maharaj Parikshit resided in his capital Hastinapur, situated near present Delhi, and the river Yamuna flows down past the city. Naturally, the king would take shelter of the river Yamuna because she was flowing past his palace door. Prabhupada said, she was flowing past his palace door. But one may say, fine, geographically what you say is right, but the kind of description glorifying that river, the way the river is glorified, this seems more appropriate to Ganga only, right? How can you glorify Yamuna Devi like this? So he says, and as far as sanctity is concerned, the river Yamuna is more directly connected with Lord Krishna than the Ganges. Because it says, it does not say Krishna, this is Krishnangri Renu. It does not say Bhagavatangri Renu. Of course, Krishnangri Renu can be used for Ganga also. There is no problem with that because Lord Vamana is an expansion of Krishna only. But Krishnangri Renu more directly indicates Mother Yamuna than Mother Ganga. He says, the Lord sanctified the river Yamuna from the beginning of his transcendental pastimes in this world. As soon as he came, he took birth in the prison house of Mathura. The first water that touched Krishna was Yamuna's water. And she directly touched the lotus feet of Krishna when Vasudeva was carrying him over his head. Okay. He says, while his father Vasudeva was crossing the Yamuna with the baby Lord Krishna for a safe at Gokula, on the other bank of the river. From Mathura, the Lord fell down in the river, and by the dust of his lotus feet, the river at once became sanctified. It is especially mentioned herein that Maharaj Parikshit took shelter of that particular river, which is beautifully flowing, carrying the dust of the feet of Lord Krishna mixed with tulsi leaves. Lord Krishna's lotus feet are always besmeared with the tulsi leaves, and thus, as soon as his lotus feet contact the waters of the Ganges and the Yamuna, So Prabhupada says, Ganges and the Yamuna, the rivers become at once sanctified. The Lord, however, contacted the river Yamuna more than Ganges. According to the Varaha Puran, as quoted by Srila Jiva Goswami, there is no difference between the water of the Ganges and the Yamuna, but when the water of Ganges is sanctified 100 times, it is called the Yamuna. Right? Similarly, it is said in the scriptures that 1000 names of Vishnu are equal to one name of Ram, and three names of Lord Ram are equal to one name of Krishna. So, Srila Prabhupada, even though the verse seems to speak about Ganga, in the first canto verse, so but Prabhupada in the purport says, by quoting Srila Jiva Goswami, says that this more, it is more appropriate that the river described here should actually be Yamuna, he establishes. So, following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, even though this chapter is titled The Descent of Mother Ganga, which I am sure the esteemed speakers who are going to come up next will definitely glorify Mother Ganga. But following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we will take this opportunity to glorify Mother Yamuna. So, which, of course, even though in one sense, the Mother Yamuna got very intimate association of the lotus feet dust of Krishna, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was merciful to Mother Ganga also, that he actually invested all the dust from his feet in Mother Ganga by performing all childhood pastimes in Mother Ganga. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association with Mother Ganga was completely physical. You know, the physical association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Yamuna Devi got very little, but Ganga Devi got completely. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart was filled with Yamuna Devi. Right? So, if you see the common understanding of Mother Yamuna, she is just one of the seven holy rivers. Gange, Chayamune, Chaiva, Godavari, Saraswati, Narmade, Sindhu, Kaveri, Jalesmin, Sannidhim, Kuru. Like we chant to purify the water. Right? So, she is one of the seven holy rivers. Ganga, Gange, Chayamune, Chaiva, Godavari, Saraswati, Narmade, Sindhu, Kaveri. One of the seven holy rivers. This is the common understanding of Yamuna. But as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we have to learn to appreciate everything, including Vrindavan, Srimad Bhagavatam, Yamuna, Govardhan, and everything through the eyes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? That is why Srila Prabhupada, when he wrote the introduction to Srimad Bhagavatam, he wrote in the introduction part, he wrote such a big thing about life and precepts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I mean, what connection does it have to Srimad Bhagavatam's introduction? Why should one write about the life and precepts of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the ideal relisher of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was the one who established that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the topmost praman. Sorry, Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost praman, right? Aradhyo Bhagavan Rajeshatanayas Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramyakachi Dupasana Vrajavadu Vargenaya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam Prema Pumarto Mahan Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradaro Napara. So it is appropriate that we approach the subject matter through. So, you know, even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ganga got the physical association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Yamuna Devi got the mental association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? Or rather, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sought the association of Yamuna while giving his physical association to Ganga more, of course. So learning to see Yamuna Devi through the eyes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, this is a small thing that we will do. I just cut paste few sections of Chaitanya Charitamrita where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is remembering Yamuna Devi, just so that we can meditate on the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the appreciation that he had for Mother Yamuna, right? So first, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu at Shantipur. So you all know this, right? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas and while traveling through the Rad Desh. So Rad Desh is that part of Bengal where Mother Ganga is not flowing. And he was so eager to go to Vrindavan immediately after his sannyas. And on the way, he meets Nityananda Prabhu. So, the conversation goes. Prabhu ka hai Shripad Tomar kota ke gaman. Shripad ka hai Tomar sange yaba Vrindavan. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks Nityananda Prabhu, Shripad Tomar kota ke gaman. Where are you going? Oh, Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu said, Tomar sange yaba Vrindavan. That I am going with you towards Vrindavan. Like that. Prabhu he kata dure ache Vrindavan. Teho kahen karaye Yamuna darshan. So when Lord asked Nityananda Prabhu, kata dure ache Vrindavan? How long is Vrindavan from here? Teho kahen karaye Yamuna darshan. Oh, just see, don't you see Yamuna flowing here? We have almost reached Vrindavan, like that. Actually, it was Shantipur and it was Mother Ganga who was flowing, right? So he says, Etabali anila tare Ganga sannibhane aveshe prabhura haila gangare yamuna jyane. Etabali anila tare Ganga sannibhane. Saying this, Nityananda Prabhu took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ganga sannibhane, near the Ganga. Aveshe prabhu haila gangare yamuna jyane. So accepting that Ganga or thinking that Ganga to be Yamuna, in his ecstasy, the Lord became very ecstatic. Right? Aho bhagya Yamunare pailundarashan etabali Yamunara karenastavan. The Lord said, aho bhagya, how fortunate. Huh? Yamunare pailundarashan. Now I have seen the river Yamuna. Right. So etavali Yamunara Karenastavan, and thinking and meditating on Yamuna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to offer prayers to Yamuna. Right. So this is the famous verse that he offers, Madhya Leela. Chidananda Bhano Sadananda Suno Paraprema Patri Drava Brahma Gatri Aghanam Lavitri Jagatshema Datri Bavitri Kriyano Vapur Mitra Putri. So this is the verse that he chants while, as soon as he remembers Yamuna. Of course, this is not offered while he was in Yamuna. He was on the banks of Ganga and he is offering this prayer. So he says, Chidananda Bhano. Or river Yamuna, you are the blissful spiritual water. Chidananda. Spiritual bliss. Chid, spiritual ananda bliss. And Sada Paraprema Patri. Patri means to bestow. Sada means always, she always bestows paraprema, the supreme love. To whom? Nandasunoho, to the son of Nanda Maharaj. Chidananda Bano Sadananda Suno Paraprema Patri. Nandasunoho Paraprema Patri. She bestows the supreme love for Nandasunu Krishna. Drava Brahma Gatri. Drava Brahma means Brahma is spiritual, Drava is liquid. You are liquid. You are spiritual liquid. Drava Brahma Gatri. You are the spiritual liquid from the same water from the spiritual world. Aghanam Lavitri. Aghanam means all the sins. Lavitri means destroys. She destroys all the sinful reactions. Right? Jagat Kshema Datri. And you bestow all auspiciousness in this world. Mitra Putri. Mitra here refers to Surya Dev. Mitra Putri, you are the daughter of Surya Dev. Pavitri Kriyan Naha Vapuhu. Please purify our body also. Naha Vapuhu, our bodies. Pavitri Kriyan. Please purify our body also. Like that, immediately he started offering prayers to Mother Yamuna while standing on the banks of Mother Ganga. Right? This was the mode of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this happens again and again and again and again. He was always thinking of Mother Yamuna. So, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the banks of Godavari. So we saw him on the banks of Ganga. Now we are on the banks of Godavari in South India. So we have gone to Eastern India on the banks of Ganga at Shantipur. Now we come to South India on the banks of Godavari when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just going to meet Ramananda Rai. Right? This is also in Madhya Leela, 8th chapter. Purvavata Vaishnavakari Sarva Loka Gane Godavari Tire Prabhu Aila Katadine. As previously, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu converted to Vaishnavism many people he met on the road. Katadine, after some days, Prabhu Godavari Tire. So he reached the banks of Godavari. Godavari Deki Haila Yamuna Smaran Tire Vana Deki Smriti Haila Vrindavan. Godavari Deki Haila Yamuna Smaran. As soon as he saw Godavari, he started remembering Mother Yamuna. Tire Vana Deki Smriti Haila Vrindavan. And when he saw the forest surrounding Godavari, he remembered Vrindavan. Right? So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in South India. In East India, he was in Shantipur, he was seeing Ganga, he remembered Yamuna. And in South India, seeing Godavari, he remembered Yamuna. Right? And again, going back to East India in Jagannath Puri. Right? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Jagannath Puri. And in Jagannath Puri, is famous not for any river. It is famous for the ocean. Right? So, seeing the ocean, as usual, he remembers Yamuna again. So I will read the translation again. This is the first verse of this Anti Leela 18th chapter. I have selected just few verses just to establish, you know, just to appreciate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appreciation of Yamuna. So whatever is not connected to that, I have just tried to skip. Okay. So in the brilliant, so this is in this first verse, it's a Sanskrit verse which summarizes the whole chapter or at least the essential pastime of this chapter. In the brilliant autumn moonlight, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mistook the sea for River Yamuna again and again. You know, actually, there are so many other episodes, but, you know, I didn't want to just go on like that. In Jharikhanda also, whatever water body he would see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would remember Yamuna. Right? So, greatly afflicted by separation from Krishna, he ran and dove into the sea and remained unconscious in the water the entire night. In the morning, he was found by his personal devotees. May that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Mother Shachi, protect us by his transcendental pastimes. Like that. So, Ei mate Mahaprabhu nila chale vaise ratri dine Krishna vichedar nave bhase. While thus living at Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu floated all day and night in an ocean of separation from Krishna. He will float in the saltwater ocean also. But now he is telling he was floating metaphorically in the ocean of separation from Krishna. So separation from Krishna is a metaphorical ocean in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was day and night constantly floating. Sharatkale ratri sab chandrika ujjwal prabhu nija gana layam bedana ratri sakal. During a night of the autumn season, when a full moon brightened everything, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wandered all night long with his devotees. So this was a full moon night in the autumn season. And this is in Puri Kshetra. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with his devotees is roaming around. Udhyane udhyane brahmen kautuka dekite rasa lila gita shloka padite shunite. So he was walking udhyana udhyane brahmen kautuka dekite. So he walked from garden to garden, seeing the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Rasa lila gita shloka padite shunite. So he was reciting and singing and reciting and hearing the verses and songs concerning the rasa lila on this particular day. This was what was happening on the full moon light on an autumn full moon night. He was roaming Jagannath Puri along with his devotees and he was hearing about the Ras Leela. Prabhu Prema Veshe Karin Gana Narana Kabu Bhava Veshe Rasa Leela Nukarana. Prabhu Prema Veshe Karin Gana Nartan. So in complete ecstatic love, he would dance and sing. Kabu Bhava Veshe Rasa Leela Nukaran. And sometimes he would start imitating the Rasa Leela. Kabu Bhavon Made Prabhu Iti Uti Dhai Bhumi Padi Kabu Murcha Kabu Gadi Yai. Kabu Bhavon Made Prabhu Iti Uti Dhai. Sometimes in great ecstasy he would run here and there. Bhume Padi Kabu Murcha. Sometimes he would fall down completely unconscious. Kabu gadi ay, and sometimes he would just roll on the ground. Rasa leela re kashloka yabe pade shune purvava tatabe artha karena apane. And during this time, Swarup Damodar Goswami recited a particular verse related to Rasa leela. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would give an explanation of that verse, and sometimes he would hear the explanation as given by Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, right? So, ei mata raser shloka sakalei padila sheshe jala kelira shloka padite lagila. So, while this description of the Rasa Leela was going on, there was a description of Krishna's jala keli leela. Jala kelira shloka padite lagila. He heard the one verse describing the water pastimes of Krishna. Okay. So, so this is that verse from the 10th canto. I will directly read the translation. As an independent leader among elephants enters the water with its female elephants, Krishna, who is transcendental to the Vedic principles of morality, entered the water of the Yamuna with the gopis. His chest had brushed against their breasts, crushing his flower garland and coloring it with red kumkum powder. Attracted by the fragrance of that garland, humming bumblebees followed Krishna like celestial beings of Gandharva Loka. In this way, Lord Krishna mitigated the fatigue of the Rasa dance. So after Rasa dance, Krishna is entering river Yamuna along with the gopis. So this verse is quoted by Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is hearing this. Ei mata Mahaprabhu bhramite bhramite aitota haite samudra dhekena achambite. So after hearing this verse, he was walking and he just crossed Aitota, the temple of Aitota. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he suddenly saw the Samudra, the sea. and he had just heard about how Krishna entered Yamuna along with the gopis. Chandrakanti Uchalita Taranga Ujwal Jalamala Kareyena Yamunara Jal. So brighten Chandrakanti Uchalita Taranga Ujwal. So moonlight, this is a full moon day, and moonlight was shining on the waves of the sea. And the waves of the sea, Jalamala Kare, it was glittering. Yena Yamunara Jal, just like the water of Yamuna would glitter on the full moon night. So the ocean water was glittering in the full moon night. Yamunara Brahme Prabhu Dhaiya Chalila Alakshite Yai Sindhu Jale Jhampa Dila. So thinking again, the sea for the Yamuna, the Lord ran swiftly and jumped into the water unseen by the others. Paditei Haila Murcha Kichu Ina Jane Kabu Dubai Kabu Bhasai Tarangera Gane. Falling into the sea, he lost consciousness. So, I mean, not because he didn't know how to swim. You know, he perfectly knew how to. But such was his ecstasy, just remembering and thinking about Mother Yamuna, that he became completely unconscious after having entered into the sea. Generally, you sprinkle water when someone becomes unconscious. Here is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entering into an ocean and becoming unconscious, not because he drank water or he was drowning. He was not drowning in that ocean. He was drowning in an ocean of separation from Mother Yamuna. So Kabu Dubai, Kabu Bhasai Tarangera Gane. Sometimes he sank beneath the waves and sometimes he floated above them. Tarange Vahi Afire Yena Shushka Kashta Kebuji Te Pare Chaitanyera Nata. So the waves carried him here and there like a piece of dry wood. Kebuji Te Pare Chaitanyera Nata. Who can understand this dramatic performance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? You know. So Honar Kera Dike Prabhu Tarange Laya Kabu Dubaya Rake Kabu Bhasaya Laya. Keeping the Lord sometimes submerged and sometimes afloat, the waves carried him towards the Konark temple. Yamunate Jala Keli Gopagana Sange Krishna Karen Mahaprabhu Magnasei Range. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fully merged in the pastimes Lord Krishna performed with the gopis in the waters of Yamuna. So, all the while meditating on Krishna's pastimes with the gopis in the waters of Yamuna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just getting drifted in that water. Okay. So this was, and later you all know the story, the fisherman catches and he touches Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body and he gets Krishna Prem and he thinks that he has been haunted by a ghost, and Swarup Damodar Goswami clarifies and, you know, all that story. So, but the point is, as soon as he would see any water body, it would remind him of Yamuna. Right. And another episode in the Madhyalila where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Prayag, and on the other side of Prayag, on the other bank of Prayag, other side of Prayag is a place called Adaila Gram, where Vallabhacharya. Vallabhacharya is staying there. So Vallabhacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to meet Vallabhacharya. Vallabhacharya has come, he has seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is very impressed, and he has seen Rupa Goswami and Anupam, and he is very impressed, and he wants to host Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he arranges for a boat to take them to the other side. That is the episode. Okay. This is from Prayag to Adaila Gram. Sagane Prabhu re batta naukate chadaiya bhikshadi te nijagare chalila laiya. Vallabha Bhattacharya then put Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates aboard a boat and took them to his own place to offer them lunch. Yamunara jala dekhi chikana shamala prema veshe Mahaprabhu haila vihvala. So సో యునో ప్రయాగి త్రివేణి సంఘం గంగా యమున సరస్వతి ఎవ్రీథింగ్ కమ్స్ బట్ ద పర్టిక్యులర్ ప్లేస్ వేర్ అ డైలాగ్రామ్ వాస్ దేర్ ఫ్రమ్ ప్రయాగ్ దే హ్యాడ్ టు క్రాస్ ద యమున అండ్ యూ క్యాన్ ఇమాజిన్ దిస్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు సిట్టింగ్ ఇన్ దట్ బోట్ వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపన్ యమునార జలదెక్కి చిక్కన శ్యామల ది షైనింగ్ సీయింగ్ ద షైనింగ్ బ్లాక్ వాటర్స్ ఆఫ్ యమున ప్రేమావేశే మహాప్రభు హైల విహ్వల చైతన్య మహాప్రభు బికేమ్ కంప్లీట్లీ విహ్వల్ బివిల్డర్డ్ విత్ ఎక్స్టాటిక్ లవ్ హుంకార కరి యమునార జల దిల ఝాంప ప్రభు దేకి సబార మనే హైల భయ కాంప సో హుంకార కరి జమునార జల దిల ఝాంప యాజ్ సూన్ యాజ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు సా ద వాటర్స్ ఆఫ్ యమునా హీ జంప్డ్ ఇన్ టు ద రివర్ ప్రభు దేకి సబార మనే హైల భయ కాంప And as soon as they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this mood, everyone's heart started to tremble in fear. Aste vyaste sabedari prabhure uthaila naukara upara prabhu nachite lagila. Aste vyaste sabedari prabhura uthaila. Somehow or other, they just pulled Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and pulled him out of the water and put him on the boat. నౌకార ఉపరి ప్రభు నాచితే లాగిల్ అండ్ ప్రభు చైతన్య మహాప్రభు స్టార్టెడ్ డాన్సింగ్ ఇన్ ఎక్స్టసీ వెన్ హీ జంప్డ్ ఆన్ ద బోట్ మహాప్రభుర్ బరే నౌక కరే తలమల డూబితే లాగిల నౌక ఝలకే భర జల మహాప్రభుర్ భరే నౌక కరే టలమల సో ఇమీడియట్లీ ది యునో ఇట్ స్టార్టెడ్ షేకింగ్ బికాస్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు వాజ్ డాన్సింగ్ డూబితే లాగిల నౌక ఝలకే భర జల and it was getting filled with water and because water was coming into the and boat and it started sinking yadyapi battera age prabhura dhairya haila mana durvara udbhata prema nahe samvarana so yadyapi battera age prabhura dhairya haila mana but suddenly when he would come to an external consciousness for a second he understood that Bhatta, Vallabha Bhatta was not of the same Sajatiya, like-minded, and he may not understand. So he tried to restrain himself. But still, even though he tried to restrain himself, he could not. Deshapatra deki Mahaprabhu dairya haila adailara ghate nauka asi uttarila. So seeing the time, place and circumstances, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he restrained himself and then he got down because a dialogram had already come, you know, like that. Anyway, so there are so many such episodes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually, you know, having the kind of attachment to, you know, whatever he would see, it would remind him of Yamuna. And Yamuna has that capacity for people with that right kind of mood and attitude towards Vrindavan. Yamuna is capable of inspiring that bliss as it Srila Rupa Goswami quotes this in Bhaktirasam Sindhu and it is quoted in by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita also. Kadaham Yamuna Tire Namani Tava Kirtayam Udbashpaha Pundari Kaksha Rachayishyami Tandavam. So this is one of the devotees of Krishna praying, O Pundarikaksha, O lotus eyed Krishna, Kadaham, when would that day be mine? When I, Yamuna Tire, on the bank of Yamuna, Namani Tava Kirtayan, while chanting your holy names, Udbashpaha, with tears flowing in my eyes, flowing from my eyes, Rachayishyami Tandavam, when I would dance in great ecstasy. When would that day be mine? When would that day be mine? Day be mine when I can be under the bank of Yamuna, you know, chanting your names and dancing in ecstasy like that. Okay. So therefore, here was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu while staying in on the banks of Ganga, while giving her physical association, was constantly from within the heart meditating on Yamuna. So for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, both Ganga and Yamuna are very special. Ganga, because Ganga got the physical association of Mahaprabhu. Yamuna, because Yamuna got the physical association of Krishna, and the mental association or the heart-to-heart association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was constantly carrying, while Ganga did not get constant physical association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Yamuna got constant heart-to-heart association because he was carrying Yamuna in his heart wherever he went. Any water he would saw, it would remind him of Yamuna. So therefore, for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Yamuna is definitely more special in one sense. So therefore, historically, there was a debate that happened in Akbar's assembly, where there were a group of scholars who were establishing the supremacy of Ganga to be the greatest river. Of course, Jiva Goswami had no interest in these kind of debates, right? But he felt that the patronage of Akbar would be very good. So he went there and he very beautifully and systematically, by quoting many, 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 many verses, very powerfully established that how Mother Yamuna is more glorious than Mother Ganga. So, and in return, Akbar was so pleased with Jiva Goswami's presentation that he asked, "What do you want in return?" And Jiva Goswami said, "Can you give me some paper? Because I have so much to write, but I don't have papers, and so much time is going on just making these palm leaves. If you can give me some paper, then I can write." I mean, this is amazing, right? So, and in one sense, it was by Yamuna Devi's mercy that we have all the writings of Jiva Goswami available, because by establishing, by glorifying Mother Yamuna, even a king belonging to a different religion got so inspired by Jiva Goswami that, he gave him papers, because paper was such a valuable commodity in those days, and because of which we have all these books, the Shat Sandarbhas and Krama Sandarbha, Gopal Champu, so many such books Jiva Goswami has literally written, to the extent that, we all know that in Banaras Hindu University, there is a separate department dedicated to Jiva Goswami, Jiva Goswami's writings. There is so much research that is happening there. So all that in our Sampradaya, he is like the Vyasadeva for Sampradaya in one sense. And all that has something in connection with Yamuna. So he glorified Yamuna, of course. He would have even otherwise, written, but still, Yamuna Devi's role is very much there, right? So we do see, the material vision, we do see Yamuna very dirty, we do see Bhagavatam also telling that one who Gokara consciousness, one who has this material consciousness, yes, Tirtha Buddhi, one who goes to a holy place to take bath in that river, he has Gokara consciousness, he has the consciousness of a cow or an ass, like that. So how do we understand, there is a beautiful purport that Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, 16th chapter, 281st purport. I have not put it here. It's a long purport, so I thought I will directly read it from, the folio. So I'll just pause this slide for a second and move on to the... Okay, so this is Madhya Leela 16.281 purport. I'll just zoom it out for you and show it, and we will read together. Just hold on for a second. So I'll directly read the purport. I'll share the purport with you. Okay, you can see the purport, right? Yeah, I'm sure you must be. Okay, so Srila Prabhupada writes, it was not essential for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go to Vrindavan, for wherever he stayed was immediately converted to Vrindavan. So wherever he was, that was Vrindavan, right? Indeed, at that place where also the river Ganges, the river Yamuna and all other places of pilgrimage. This was also expressed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself when he danced in the Rath Yatra.
We can't see the purport.
Oh, you can't see? Okay, I'm sorry. Just hold on. Okay, now can you see?
Yes,
Prabhu. Okay. So, he says, yeah. At that time, he said that his mind was Vrindavan, Moraman Vrindavan. Because his mind was Vrindavan, all the pastimes of Radha and Krishna were taking place within himself. So here, Prabhupada is writing, okay, wherever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stays, it is Vrindavan. As Prabhupada also said, wherever my temples are, they are non-different from Vrindavan, Prabhupada said. So, if that being the case, then why was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really trying to go to Vrindavan? Wherever he is, that is Vrindavan only. Right? So, nonetheless, just to teach people, he visited Bhauma Vrindavan, Vrindavan Dham in this material world. In this way, the Lord instructed everyone to visit Vrindavan Dham, which is a very holy place, because he wanted to teach that. So he says, materialists consider Vrindavan Dham an unclean city, or you can say materialists considered Yamuna a complete, you can say like a dirty river in which all kinds of garbage is dumped in today's day and age. Because there are many monkeys and dogs there. Of course, when Prabhupada was there, monkeys and dogs were the distraction in Vrindavan. Nowadays, there is all kinds of distraction. Okay. And along the bank of Yamuna, there is refuse. So in those days when Prabhupada was there, along the banks of Yamuna, there were refuse. But now, in one sense, from a materialistic vision, you cannot distinguish Yamuna from refuse only, because that's the kind of pollution that has happened. Some time ago, a materialistic man asked me, why are you living in Vrindavan? Why have you selected such a dirty place to live or retiring? So Prabhupada says, such a person cannot understand that the earthly Vrindavan Dham is always a representation of the original Vrindavan Dham. Consequently, Vrindavan Dham is as worshipable as Lord Krishna. Aradhyo Bhagavan Rajesha Tanayas Taddhama Vrindavanam. According to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, Lord Sri Krishna and his abode Vrindavan are equally worshipable. Sometimes, materialistic people who have no spiritual understanding go to Vrindavan as tourists. The first time I visited Vrindavan, I went there as a tourist only. Because it was, in fact, not even Vrindavan, I went to Mathura. Because Vrindavan, I did not even know during that time. And I went to Mathura also because I had come to Agra to see the Taj Mahal. And in fact, Mathura happened to be close. And they told that, you will get a lot of peda there. So we visited Mathura and also we knew that it was Krishna's birthplace. So, we went there as a tourist only, right? Sometimes materialistic people who have no spiritual understanding go to Vrindavan as tourists. One who goes to Vrindavan with such materialistic vision cannot derive any spiritual benefit. Such a person is not convinced that Krishna and Vrindavan are identical. Since they are identical, Vrindavan is as worshipable as Lord Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's vision, Moraman Vrindavan, is different from the vision of an ordinary materialistic person. At the Rath Yatra festival, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, absorbed in the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, dragged Lord Krishna back to Vrindavan Dham. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke of this in the verses beginning Ahus Chate in Madhya Leela. Okay. So in Srimad Bhagavatam it is stated, Yasyatma buddhi kunape tridhatuke swadhik kalatradishu bhauma ijyadi yastirta buddhi salilena karhichad janeshu abhigneshu sayeva gokara. So he says that yastirta buddhi, one who goes to a place of pilgrimage simply to take a bath, he is considered to be like an ass or a cow. But taking bath in Yamuna is not like that. Even if one may go with that kind of an attitude, Yamuna purifies that person. Right? So, he says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally renovated Vrindavan and Dham and advised his chief disciples Rupa and Sanatan to develop it and open it to attract the spiritual vision of the general populace. So that general populace can understand, you know, what is this Vrindavan? And then Prabhupada writes further. I don't want to read the whole thing. So you can always read, but this is very nice purport that, you know, but how the, on one side is the materialists who see it with material vision. Another side of material vision is the vision of the Prakrita Sahajiyas, who stay there with all kind of nonsense understanding, right? So I'll not go through this. You can please read it. But it's a very nice purport that Srila Prabhupada writes. So even though one may see many, many in this context that we are discussing, you know, Mother Yamuna, you know, looking so not so pleasant to our material eyes, but still, you know, but still in one sense, you know, we have to see with the spiritual eyes that the Yamuna is not the same. So next, I will read. So this chapter talks about the descent of Mother Ganga. So I will just very quickly touch on this theme of descent of Mother Yamuna, right, from Garga Samhita. I will just read the translation quickly, so because we don't have time. And, you know, I'm sure devotees won't mind if I don't give much time for question and answers, because, you know, today is not a very philosophical class. Generally I have a lot of philosophy when I speak. So there are generally some questions, but today is just, you know, glorification of Mother Yamuna. So I'm sure devotees may not have much questions. So I'll take this opportunity to, you know, share about the descent of Mother Yamuna, which is very interesting. I'll quickly read. There are few stories. One story is from Garga Samhita, another story from Brahma Vaivarta Puran. We will see both very briefly. So, so here, this is in the second canto, third chapter of Garga Samhita. This is called as Kalindi Agamana Varnana, description of Yamuna's arrival. Okay. So, Sri Sananda said, ordered by Lord Krishna in Goloka, in the Goloka at the top, Yamuna, the best of the rivers, circumambulated the Lord and was about to go to the earth. So, she decided to come to the earth, right? Then the Viraja river and the spiritual Ganga river both entered the Yamuna. So, when Yamuna decided to go, Ganga also joined Yamuna and Viraja also joined Yamuna. Okay. O King Nanda, for this reason, the people know that the Yamuna is the greatest of rivers and the first queen of Lord Krishna. Okay. While Ganga got the touch of the lotus feet of Krishna, which Yamuna also got, but Yamuna also became one of the principal queens of Krishna. And she also had a gopi form in Vrindavan also. So, then with great force, breaking through the current of Viraja, the Yamuna left the gate of the transcendental forest grove. So, she left from the transcendental Goloka Vrindavan. Okay. Then touching countless universes, she came to the spiritual Ganga. With great force, the great Yamuna river broke through the Ganga's water. She pierced through the Ganga's water. Okay. Then the Yamuna came to an opening Lord Vamana's left toe had made in the top of the universe. So the same toe through which Mother Ganga comes, the same through that same toe, Yamuna also comes, right? So then, with Sri Ganga entering that opening, the Yamuna, the best of the rivers, then came to the unconquerable Lord's abode of Vaikuntha in the planet of Maharaj Dhruva. So then she came to the Dhruva planet, which is also considered to be a kind of Vaikuntha. Then Yamuna came to Brahmaloka. Then falling from Brahma's planet, she went to the hundreds of planets of the demigods. She went from one planet to another. Then with great force, she fell on Mount Sumeru. Flowing from its peaks, she broke the stones on its slope. So you will read Ganga's descent also in Bhagavatam. We are reading Yamuna's descent from Garga Samhita today. Right? Then in order to go south from Mount Sumeru, Sri Yamuna left Sri Ganga's path. So till then, Ganga and Yamuna were flowing together, but then there they were going to split. Then the Ganga went to Mount Himavat, and the great river Yamuna went to Mount Kalinda. So therefore she is called as Kalindi. So in this material world, she seems to come from the Kalinda mountain, so she is called as Kalindi, right? Because she is thus Mount Kalinda's daughter, she is named Kalindi. Flowing from Mount Kalinda's peaks and breaking the hard rocks on its slopes, the sacred Kalindi swiftly flowed on the earth, purifying the countries she passed. Then she entered the Khandava forest. Okay. Then, wishing to attain Lord Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, as her husband, the Kalindi assumed a splendid spiritual form and performed great austerities. So here you see, actually, there is another story of how she performed austerities here. So if you see, why does the eternal associate of Supreme Lord, why does she have to perform austerities to attain the Supreme Lord? Actually, whenever the eternal associates, the Nitya Parshadas, they descend, sometimes some qualified Devata counterparts also join. So she is also called as the daughter of Yamaraj. So the actual daughter of Yamaraj, the daughter of Sun God, and the sister of Yamaraj, she is called. So these are like generally the Devata counterparts. So when the eternal associate Yamuna, she descends, sometimes qualified Devata counterparts also enter their body. Just like Drona and Dhara, they entered into the body of Kisiddhas, Nanda and Yashoda during the Bhauma Vrindavan pastimes, and then they got trained. So similarly, the Devata counterpart Yamuna also enters. Actually, Yamuna is eternally a gopi expansion of Vishakha. So there is this other story from Brahma Vivarta Puran about Yamuna Devi's descent, where Vishakha Devi's expansion is another gopi called as Viraja. So this Viraja gopi, once Krishna went to spend time with Viraja gopi, and he became late his appointment with Radharani. When Radharani came to know about it, she became very angry and she cursed Viraja gopi to go to material world. And eventually when Viraja gopi became very morose and she begged for forgiveness, then she said, don't worry, she said, you go to the material world and become a river. And then she came, but then she told that Krishna will come and marry you, like that. So this is one understanding. This is one story, and the other story we are discussing here. So there is this Devata expansion also, and there is another story about how such Devata expansion, she gets like so much even outside Vrindavan. Actually, it is mentioned that when Yamuna flows and enters Vrindavan, she goes and comes in a round way. She generally rivers come and they flow. But Yamuna completely circumambulates the whole Brajamandal. And then she leaves. Right? So, literally the river. So, that it is mentioned that when she flows out of Vrindavan, only the Devata counterpart flows out of Vrindavan. But the spiritual Yamuna, the Nityasiddha associate of Krishna, she never leaves Vrindavan. She stays there only. Okay? So, the Devata counterpart flows into Vrindavan and flows out of Vrindavan. But that Yamuna which is surrounding Vrindavan, it is just the Nityasiddha counterpart, the Nityasiddha associate of Krishna. Okay. And anyway, there are so many such stories about Yamuna's Devata counterpart also, but I will not go into the details of that. You know, many times when many of the Puranas, the kind of stories that they give about Yamuna Devi being the wife of ocean, right? So this is all in one sense like talking about the Devata counterpart. This is not the, generally the Puranic stories talk about the goddess, you know, the not the eternal associate Yamuna, but the Devata counterpart Yamuna, like that. Anyway, so talking about this this thing, so Yamuna Devi is descending, she is performing some austerities, and even today she stays in a water house her father has made for her. Then the Kalindi swiftly entered the Vrajamandal. So now she is entering Vrajamandal. Then she flowed through Vrindavan, beautiful Mathura and beautiful secluded Mahavan. As the very beautiful leader of the many gopis, Sri Yamuna made her home in Sri Goloka to perform the Rasa dance with Sri Krishna Chandra. So she made her home the Goloka Vrindavan only. As she left Vraja, so she does not leave Vraja, this is described. She became overwhelmed with feelings of separation. Filled with tears of bliss and love, she turned west. So she didn't want to leave. So she turned and came around Vrindavan and she started circumambulating Vrindavan only. So the Nityasiddha Yamuna Devi, she keeps circumambulating Vrindavan. The Devata counterpart only leaves. Okay. Then bowing three times to Vrajamandal, she went to very holy Prayag, purifying the countries she passed. So then she passed through Prayag. Then she passes through the milk ocean, you know, which is there around the, you know, she actually passes through the oceans. And then she meets with Ganga. So at some point, Ganga and Yamuna meet. And at that point of time, Yamuna Devi is now, while one part of her eternal consort is staying here, she also goes back to Goloka Vrindavan in another expansion, right? So she meets Ganga and she spoke to Ganga with emotion. So Yamuna Devi said, "Oh Ganga, you are so fortunate. You purify all the universes. You are born from Lord Krishna's lotus feet. That's why you are called as Vishnupadi. And everyone bows down before you alone. So now I am going back to Lord Hari's abode. So can you also come with me? So you belong there. You should come. And there is no one as glorious as you," like that she says. Then in response, Ganga Devi said, he said that it is true. I contain all the holy places, but I bow down before you. And what I'm going to speak may embarrass you, but please forgive me, for these are not inappropriate words, she says. Right? He says, "Oh, dark Yamuna, you are actually the fortunate one. You purify all the universes. You are born from Lord Krishna's left shoulder. And your form is full of transcendental bliss. You are most perfect and complete. You are worshipped by all. You are dear to Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Oh, dark Yamuna, I bow down to you. You are the first queen of Lord Krishna. The holy places and demigods find it difficult to attain you. Even in Goloka, it is difficult to attain you. by Lord Krishna's order, I must go to Patal Loka now. I am unhappy to leave you, but I cannot go with you. So she said, Krishna has ordered me to go to Patal Loka, so I have to go to Patal Loka. So I cannot join you, so you please go back. And then, then she says, actually, I will become a leader of many gopis in the Rasa dance circle in Sri Vraja. She says that. I think Ganga Devi is also one of the manjaris called as Vara Prema Manjari. So she says that, please forgive me for my inappropriate words. Then she went to Patal Loka, and how passing through the seven oceans in Bhumandala, about which you must have heard from Pavaneshwar Prabhu, she again, how she traces back to go to Goloka Vrindavan. The description is there, small description, I will just leave it there, right? So she goes back. So this is the about the descent and ascent of Yamuna Devi, as described from Garga Samhita, right? So so descent of Mother Yamuna from Garga Samhita we saw, and the descent of Mother Yamuna from Brahma Vaivarta Purana also we saw, you know, Radharani cursing the Viraja Gopi, who is an expansion of Vishakha Devi. And then we also discuss about the eternal associates and their devata counterparts. So finally, we will end today's discussion in our glorification of Yamuna by reading Shri Rupa Goswami's glorification of Yamuna Devi in the form of Shri Yamuna Ashtakam. Okay. So, of course, we don't have time, and it has nine verses which are all very beautiful. So we will just have the time to see the basic meaning of the shlokas. So, so bhraturanta kasya pattane abhipatti harini prekshayati papi nopi papa sindhu tarini nira madhuribi rapya sesha chitta bandini mampunatu sarvadara vinda bandhu nandini. So the last line will keep repeating. Mam punatu sarvada, please always purify me. Who? Aravinda Bandhu Nandini. Aravinda is lotus. Aravinda Bandhu is the friend of lotus, is sun, Suryadev. Nandini, the daughter of Suryadev. Mam punatu sarvada Aravinda Bandhu Nandini. So that is the refrain which, you know, in every paragraph we see. The last line, right? So who is this Yamuna Devi? Bhratur antakasya pattane abhipatti harini. So Bhratu, the brother of Mother Yamuna, is Yamaraj. Yama Yami. In Mathura there is a Yama Yami temple. So Bhratur Antakasya Pattane. Antakasya Pattane is the realm of Yamaraj. Hell. Abhipatti Harini. Those who touch her will be saved from the Yamaraj's abode, her own brother's abode. Why? There is a story about it. Of course, this is, you can say, you know, one part of the story. You can say like, of course, she is an eternal associate of the Lord, and but still there is a story like this in Vrindavan. Once Yamaraj came to meet Yamuna Devi, her sister, his sister, and it was Bhau Beej, and she served him very nicely. Her brother, it was her birthday, he had come, she served him very nicely, and he asked for a benediction, and she said, whoever takes bath in my waters, they should not come to your abode. This was the benediction that she asked. He said, Tatastu, may you have it like that. Right? So that is the first line. Bhratur antakasya pattane abhipatti harini. Prekshayati papinopi papa sindhu tarini. Prekshaya, if one takes darshan of Yamunadi, ati papinopi, he may be the most heinous sinner. Papa sindhu tarini. It destroys, an ocean of sins from that person. Neera madhuribir api ashesha chitta bandini. So he says that neera madhuribi, madhuribir means attractive. Her waters are so attractive that ashesha chitta bandini. It attracts, it captivates everyone's heart. She's so beautiful. Her waters are so beautiful and charming that it can attract anyone's heart. Like that. Mam punatu sarvada aravinda bandhunandini. Oh, the dear daughter of sun god, Yamuna Devi, please purify me. Always purify me. Like that. Then, harivari darayabhi manditoru kandava. Pundarika mandalodhya dandajali tandava. Snana kama pamarogra papa sampadandini. Mampunatu sarvadara vindabandhu nandini. So he says, Mampunatu sarvada aravinda bandhu nandini. May that Yamuna Devi, the daughter of Surya Dev, always purify me. Abhimandita, Yamuna Devi adorns Uru Khandava. Indra's massive Khandava forest, Hari Vari Dharaya, with her enchanting current, she adorns, so she flows through the Khandava forest. Pundarika Mandalodhyat Andajali Tandava. And Yamuna has all these beautiful white lotuses which are blooming in Yamuna. And on sitting on top of that, many beautiful birds dance. Tandava, they dance on top of those lotuses. This is a beautiful description of the beauty of Mother Yamuna. Snana kama pamara ugra papat sampad andini. Sitting in the United States, snana kama pamara. If you are just hankering to take bath in the waters of Yamuna, she relieves that person of the greatest of sins. So, Mam Punatu Sarvada Aravinda Bandhu Nandini, like that. Then, Shikarabhim Rishta Jantu Durvipaka Mardini Nanda Nanda Nantaranga Bhakti Pura Vardini Tira Sangama Vilashi Mangalanu Bandini Mam Punatu Sarvada Aravinda Bandhu Nandini. So, she says, that Shikara Abhimrishta, if you take one drop of Yamuna and sprinkle it on one's head, he says, Jantu Durvipaka Mardini. Durvipaka. Durvipaka means the most heinous crime that one can ever perform can be cleansed by one drop of water from Mother Yamuna. Right? Bhakti Pura Vardini. Nanda Nandana Antaranga Bhakti Pura Vardini. And she has the capacity to Vardini, to enhance the Bhakti Pura, the flow of devotion towards Nanda Nandana, towards Sri Krishna, Antaranga, within one's heart. Tira Sanga Mabilashi Mangalanu Bandini. And Tira Sama Abhilashi. Tira is banks, Sangama is in the association, Abhilashi. One who desires to stay in the banks of Yamuna, Mangalanu Bandini, she bestows him. Abhilashi, he says, she does not say, whoever stays in the banks of Yamuna. He says, Tira Sangama Abhilashi. One who desires to stay in the bank of Yamuna, she bestows all good benedictions upon that person. Mam Punatu Sarvada Aravinda Bandhu Nandini. Right. So, Dvipa Chakravala Jushta Sapta Sindhu Bedini ಶ್ರೀಮುಕುಂದ ನಿರ್ಮಿತೋರು ದಿವ್ಯ ಕೇಲಿ ವೇದಿನಿ ಕಾಂತಿ ಕಂದಲಿ ಬಿರೀಂದ್ರ ನೀಲ ವೃಂದ ನಿಂದಿನಿ ಮಾಂಪುನಾತು ಸರ್ವದಾರವಿಂದ ಬಂಧು ನಂದಿನಿ. ಸೊ ದ್ವೀಪ ಚಕ್ರವಾಲ ಜುಷ್ಟ ಸಪ್ತ ಸಿಂಧು ಬೇದಿನಿ ವಿ ಸಾ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ಯಮುನಾಸ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ವರ್ಡ್ ಅಸೆಂಟ್ ಟುವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಗೋಲೋಕ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಶಿ ಪಿಯರ್ಸಸ್ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿ ಸೆವೆನ್ ಓಷನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೆವೆನ್ ಐಲ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಯುನೋ ಯುನೋ ಭೂಮಂಡಲ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಶಿ ಗೋಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಮುಕುಂದ ನಿರ್ಮಿತೋರು ದಿವ್ಯ ಕೇಲಿ ವೇದಿನಿ. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಇಫ್ ವಿ ಟೇಕ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಮದರ್ ಯಮುನಾ ಶಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ರಿವೀಲ್ ಟು ಅಸ್ ದಿ ದಿವ್ಯ ಕೇಲಿ ಉರು ದಿವ್ಯ ಕೇಲಿ ದಿ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಪಾಸ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಮುಕುಂದ ನಿರ್ಮಿತ ವಿಚ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಮುಕುಂದ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್. ಕಾಂತಿ ಕಂದಲೀಬಿರ್ ಇಂದ್ರ ನೀಲ ವೃಂದ ನಿಂದಿನಿ ಕಾಂತಿ ಕಂದಲೀಬಿರ್ ವಿತ್ ಅರ್ ಡಾರ್ಕ್ ಶಿಮರಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿ ನಿಂದಿನಿ ಶಿ ಡಿಫೀಟ್ಸ್ ಇಂದ್ರ ನೀಲ ವೃಂದ ದಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಕಲೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ಲೂ ಸಫೈರ್ಸ್ ಹರ್ ಯು ನೋ ಹೌ ಯು ಪುಟ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ಆಸ್ ಮೆನಿ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಬ್ಲೂ ಸಫೈರ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಹರ್ ಶಿಮರಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿ ಡಿಫೀಟ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಬ್ಲೂ ಸಫೈರ್ಸ್. ಓಕೆ ಮಾತುರೇಣ ಮಂಡಲೇನ ಚಾರುಣಾಭಿಮಂಡಿತ ಪ್ರೇಮನದ್ದ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾದ್ವ ವರ್ಧನಾಯ ಪಂಡಿತ ಊರ್ಮಿದೋರ್ವಿಲಾಸ ಪದ್ಮನಾಭ ಪಾದ ವಂದಿನಿ ಮಾಂಪುನಾತು ಸರ್ವದಾರವಿಂದ ಬಂಧು ನಂದಿನಿ. ಸೊ ಇಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಭಿಮನ್ ಮಾತುರೇನ ಮಂಡಲೇನ ಚಾರುಣಾಭಿಮಂಡಿತ ಆರ್ನಮೆಂಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಮ್ಲಿ ಎಂಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಥುರಾ ಮಂಡಲ್. ಸೊ ಮಥುರಾ ಮಂಡಲ್ ಇನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡ್ಸ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದ ಹೋಲ್ 84 ಕ್ರೋಶಸ್. ಪ್ರೇಮನದ್ದ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾದ್ವ ವರ್ಧನಾಯ ಪಂಡಿತ ಪಂಡಿತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಸ್ಕಿಲ್ಫುಲಿ ಶಿ ಇನ್ಸ್ಪೈರ್ಸ್ ದ ಪಾತ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಪಾಂಟೇನಿಯಸ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲವಿಂಗ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಸ್ ಹು ಟೇಕ್ ಬಾತ್ ಇನ್ ಹರ್. ಸೊ ಊರ್ಮಿದೋರ್ ವಿಲಾಸ ಪದ್ಮನಾಭ ಪಾದ ವಂದಿನಿ ಹರ್ ಊರ್ಮಿ ಹರ್ ವೇವ್ಸ್ whenever she comes up it looks like she is extending her two hands and padmanabha pada vandini and she is worshipping the lotus feet of lord padmanabha krishna mampunatu sarvadaravinda bandunandini right ramya teera rambamana gokadamba bhushita divya ganda bakkadamba pushparaji rushita ನಂದ ಸೋನು ಭಕ್ತ ಸಂಘ ಸಂಗಮಾಭಿನಂದಿನಿ ಮಾಂಪುನಾತು ಸರ್ವದಾರವಿಂದ ಬಂಧು ನಂದಿನಿ. ರಮ್ಯ ತೀರ ಹರ್ ಬ್ಯಾಂಕ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಅಟ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿವ್ ವೈ ಭೂಷಿತ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫೈಡ್ ಬೈ ರಂಭಮಾನ ಗೋ ಕದಂಬ ಕದಂಬ ಹಿಯರ್ ರೆಫರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಕದಂಬ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಟ್ವೈಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ದ ಕದಂಬ ರೆಫರ್ಸ್ ಟು group go kadamba means group of cows rambamana means they are moving they are shouting right so the banks of yamuna are beautified by a group of moving groups of moving cows then kadamba pushparaji rushita also divya gandha bakamba pushparaji rushita so then it is also beautified by a row of kadamba trees which are yielding divinely fragrant kadamba flowers nandasoonu bhakta sanga sangamabhi nandini nandasoonu bhakta sanga nandasoonu is krishna bhakta sanga is devotees sangama in their association abhinandini she greatly rejoices whenever devotees comes to her banks or jumps inside her waters and give her their association and takes her association she takes great pleasure in that mam punatu sarvada aravinda bandunandini o son o daughter of sun god suryadev please always purify me fulla paksha mallikaaksha hamsa laksha koojita bhakti vidda deva siddha kinnarali poojita తీర గంధ వాహ గంధ జన్మ బంధ రందిని మాం పునాతు సర్వదార బింద బంధు నందిని. సో ఫుల్ల పక్ష మల్లికాక్ష హంస లక్ష పూజిత. ఫుల్ల పక్ష మీన్స్ విత్ దోస్ హు హావ్ కంప్లీట్లీ స్ప్రెడ్ దర్ వింగ్స్ ఇన్ గ్రేట్ జాయ్. మల్లికాక్ష హంస, మల్లికాక్ష హంస ఆర్ ఎ స్పెషల్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ స్వాన్స్. లక్ష అండ్ దేర్ ఆర్ ల్యాక్స్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. పూజిత దే ఆర్ సింగింగ్ స్వీట్ సౌండ్స్. సో దీస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ వెరీ వెరీ స్పెషల్ బర్డ్స్ ఆర్ దేర్ ఇన్ యమున. భక్తి విద్ద దేవ సిద్ధ కిన్నరాలి పూజిత అండ్ షీ ఈస్ ఆల్వేస్ వర్షిప్ బై డివోటీస్ సిద్ధాస్ కిన్నరాస్ గంధర్వాస్ ఆల్ ఆర్ గ్లోరిఫైంగ్ యమునా దేవి. తీర గంధ వాహ గంధ జన్మ బంధ రందిని. యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టు ఈవెన్ గో టు యమున. ఇఫ్ యు ఈవన్ కమ్ ఇన్ టచ్ విత్ ద విండ్ దట్ ఈస్ క్యారీయింగ్ యునో ది బ్రీజ్ విచ్ హెస్ టచ్ ద వాటర్స్ ఆఫ్ యమున, జన్మ బంధ రందిని, వి విల్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ టు టేక్ బర్త్ అగైన్. ఇఫ్ ఈవన్ ద బ్రీజ్ క్యారీయింగ్ ద బ్రీజ్ విచ్ ఇస్ క్యారీయింగ్ విచ్ హెస్ టచ్ ద వాటర్స్ ఆఫ్ యమున అండ్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ టచెస్ యూ దెన్ స్టిల్ సచ్ అ పర్సన్ విల్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ బర్త్ అగైన్. చిద్విలాస వారి పూర భూర్భువస్వరాపిని కీర్తితాపి దుర్మధారు పాప మర్మతాపిని బల్లవేంద్ర నందనాంగరాగభంగ గందిని మాం పునాతు సర్వదార వింద బంధు నందిని. చిద్విలాస వారి పూర, షీ హర్ వాటర్ ఇస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ స్పిరిచువల్ స్ప్లెండెడ్ స్పిరిచువల్ వాటర్. భూర్భువస్వరాపిని అండ్ షీ హస్ క్రాస్ త్రూ భూలోక భూవర్లోక స్వర్గలోక అండ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. కీర్తితాపి దుర్మదోరు పాప మర్మతాపిని అండ్ ఇఫ్ యు సింగ్ హర్ గ్లోరీస్ ద మోస్ట్ హీనియస్ ఆఫ్ సిన్స్ అండ్ ఆఫెన్సెస్ టువర్డ్స్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ షీ డిస్ట్రాయ్స్ ఆఫెన్సివ్ యాటిట్యూడ్ షీ డిస్ట్రాయ్స్. బల్లవేంద్ర నందన అంగరాగ భంగ గందిని అండ్ షీ ఇస్ సో ఫ్రేగ్రెంట్ బికాస్ షీ హాస్ వాష్డ్ అవే ది సెంటెడ్ ఆయిల్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ అడోనింగ్ ద బాడీ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. మాం పునాతు సర్వదార వింద బంధు నందిని. అండ్ దెన్ ఫైనలీ ద నైన్త్ వర్స్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఇస్ ది ఫలశ్రుతి. తుష్ట బుద్ధిరష్టకేన నిర్మలోర్వి చేష్టితాం త్వామనేన భానుపుత్రి సర్వదేవ వేష్టితాం యస్తవీతి వర్ధయస్వ సర్వ పాప మోచనే భక్తిపూరమస్య దేవి పుండరీక లోచనే. ఓ భానుపుత్రి, ఓ సూర్యపుత్రి దేవి, ఓ పుండరీక లోచనే, ఓ లోటస్ ఐడ్ గాడెస్, వర్ధయస్వ ప్లీజ్ ఇన్క్రీజ్ భక్తిపూరం ద ఫ్లో ఆఫ్ డివోషన్. ప్లీజ్ ఇన్క్రీజ్ ద ఫ్లడ్ ఆఫ్ డివోషన్ అస్య ఆఫ్ దట్ పర్సన్ యస్తవీతి ఆఫ్ దట్ పర్సన్ హూ చాంట్స్ అష్టకేన దీస్ 8 వర్సెస్. తుష్ట బుద్ధి విత్ అ హ్యాపీ హార్ట్ హూఎవర్ సింగ్స్ దిస్ యమునాష్టకం. శీల రూప గోస్వామి ఇస్ రిక్వెస్టింగ్ పర్సనలీ యమునాదేవి టు బెస్టో అపాన్ దట్ పర్సన్ నిర్మలోర్మి చేష్టితాం. సో ప్లీజ్ ఇన్క్రీజ్ ది డివోషన్ ఆఫ్ దట్ పర్సన్ హూ చాంట్స్ దీస్ 8 వర్సెస్ విత్ అ హ్యాపీ హార్ట్ అన్ టు యూ, హ్యావింగ్ అ వెరీ ప్లెజెంట్ మూడ్ టువర్డ్స్ యూ. అండ్ హూ ఆర్ యూ? నిర్మలోర్మి చేష్టితాం, యువర్ మూమెంట్స్ ఆర్ వెరీ ప్యూర్. సర్వ దేవ వేష్టితాం అండ్ ఆల్వేస్ ది దేవతాస్ సరౌండ్ యూ. సర్వ పాప మోచనే అండ్ యూ డెలివర్ వన్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ద సిన్స్ లైక్ దట్. దిస్ ఇస్ పర్సనల్ రికమెండేషన్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీల రూప గోస్వామి టు యమునాదేవి దట్ హూఎవర్ రీడ్స్ ఆర్ స్టడీస్ ఆర్ చాంట్స్ దీస్ అష్టకం యమునాష్టకం లెట్ యమునాదేవి ఇన్క్రీజ్ దేర్ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ్ లైక్ దట్. సో థ్యాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్ శ్రీ యమునాదేవికి జై హరే కృష్ణ. సో థ్యాంక్ యూ ఆల్ వెరీ మచ్. సారీ ఐ టుక్ ఎక్స్ట్రా టైం. ఐ డోంట్ నో ఇఫ్ దెర్ ఆర్ ఎనీ క్వశ్చన్స్. మేబీ దెర్ మైట్ బి సమ్ కామెంట్స్ కరెక్షన్స్. ఐ విల్ పాస్ హియర్.
హరే కృష్ణ ప్రభుజీ.
హరే కృష్ణ మాత.
థ్యాంక్ యూ సో మచ్ ఫర్ సచ్ ఎ బ్యూటిఫుల్ క్లాస్ ప్రభుజీ. కెన్ యూ హియర్ మీ?
హరే కృష్ణ. థ్యాంక్ యూ మాత.
Yeah, you are explaining so nicely about the Chaitanya Prabhu with the Mother Ganga and Yamuna Devi, beautiful stories. And Jiva Goswami debates and asking for the king for the paper. That was very nice, Prabhuji. And the descent of Mother Ganga and Mother Yamuna. But lastly, you are saying that Yamunastakam was so beautiful, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. As you requested, we all should read that daily. And Srila Rupa Goswami also suggested us to do that. And thank you so much, Prabhuji. So as you are saying, you have time, right, Prabhuji, for the questions if anybody have or?
Devotees,
if anybody have any other questions or realizations to Prabhuji, you can please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Such a wonderful class, Prabhu. Prabhu, I had this doubt, what makes a devotee more dearer to Krishna than the other?
So many things. Basically, his surrender to Krishna and his appreciation of everything connected to Krishna, as Prabhupada said, love me, love my dog. So you show your love to me by how you love my dog. By loving everything that is connected to Krishna, we are showing that, yes, I really value your association like that. So especially Vaishnavas.
Yeah, so the reason I asked, because both are rivers, both are glorious, Yamuna Devi, Yamuna, Mother Yamuna and Ganga. And still for us, glorious, Yamuna is more. And the thing I was wondering, is it like, this is my concoction, so please correct me, Prabhu. Is it like when it comes to Ganga and when we read, Shiv Chalisa, Shiv Chalisa, if you read, it feels as if Ganga has everything to do, only to do with Shivji. And then, but when it comes to, Yamuna, we know Yamuna only because her connection with, Lord Krishna and nobody else. But when it comes to Ganga, she has her history with so many other people. So is it because of that? Can that be one of the reasons, Prabhu, that, Yamuna is more dearer to the devotees? And of course, because she is more dearer to Krishna.
Well, for us, it is very dear because we follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes, thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, we started the class by saying that Parikshit Maharaj sat outside his palace and by the side of Yamuna. Then why is Ganga referred?
Because there is always different, multiple acharyas give multiple opinions. The common opinion is Ganga, but it's also understood that Jiva Goswami says no, it is Yamuna. So,
but geographically, Prabhu?
Yeah, even geographically, even Ganga also flows close to Delhi. So it's not inappropriate to say Ganga also. So while Srila Vishnu Chakra Thakur says Ganga only, Jiva Goswami says Yamuna. So both. Prabhupada says in the purport both Ganga and Yamuna, he says. So like that.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, I think you muted, or I muted you.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Anyone? Okay, someone can. Yeah, go ahead, Mati.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam. Thank you for such a beautiful class. So while you were explaining how Yamuna Devi descended, it seemed very close to how Ganga also descends. So, so Prabhuji, my question is, you were talking about how all the different devatas that are eligible can also join to become could also join to become Kalindi Devi, right? So do we understand that we can have multiple souls in one body? Is that what?
Yeah, quite possible. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Only if they are, because one is from the spiritual world, so they all go back and separate out.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Babaji. I was also wondering, like when we, like during the bathing time, we say Ganga, Ganga, Ganga. So is it possible to switch it around also? Can we say just Yamuna, Yamuna, or does it matter, or is it? Because
I mean, if you're taking bath in Yamuna, then you can say Yamuna. If you're taking bath in Ganga, you can say Ganga. I don't know. I mean, you can think of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in whatever water he took bath, he remembered Yamuna Devi.
Very, very beautiful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhuji. Thank you so much for sharing. Hare Krishna. Does anyone?
Yeah, anybody have any other questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Danvat Pranam. This is Valli.
Danvat Mataji.
Yeah, very nice explanation, Prabhuji, about both the rivers and how they are associated and what we feel, whereby our mind goes, the energy flows. That's what they say. So when we are attached to those places and those rivers, we remember our earthly plan, land like Matrubhumi, when you say all those things, Prabhuji. I just shared one more link where we read this Yamunastakam. That's also very, very beautiful by Adi Shankaracharya. We used to chant this Yamunastakam also. So it starts with Murari Kaya Kalimala Lama Vari Dharini, because she got that blackness only because of the touch of Sri Krishna. Because the neela color of Krishna, it came to the Yamuna river. That's what the sloka starts with. And no tume manomalam, every astakam, right, 8 stanzas, everything ends with dhuno tume manomalam kalindanandini sada. All the lines in the 4th one, it ends with that one.
Same meaning.
Yeah, the same meaning. Yeah.
Mampunatu sarvada ravinda bandhu nandini.
Yes, Prabhuji. I just remembered that astakam while you are chanting this one, so. I just shared the link if anyone wants to receive. That's also so very beautiful.
Thank you
for your services back with your parents. You are doing these services for us, Prabhuji. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you. Okay. I have another class now. So if it is okay, I'll just quickly have to take my dinner and then next class starts actually.
Sure, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your wonderful class and amazing explanation, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, permission and all other devotees' permission, we can end the call here. Let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha kalpa
Thank you, all dear devotees. We'll end the call here. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the beautiful class.
Thank you, Prabhuji.